frame, tidal wave in the passenger side. I'm still a nervous kid after all this time. Can you imagine what it's like to be here with you now? Forget your curse. You're not a quitter. You've got it.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it!
We'll be right back.
Somehow, don't make me wait to find. John, we can't keep putting this off.
Okay, I'll clean the gutters.
I'm talking about your dad.
Well, what can we do? He wants to stay in his house.
We can make his house safer.
Yeah, I worry about the steps.
Perfect world, there are no steps, but he does have steps. And that banister only goes halfway up. And all those little throw rugs are falls waiting to happen.
So what about his prescription meds? If he forgets and takes them twice, he could get really dizzy.
Right. We could get him one of those daily pill counters. And he should have some sturdy hand grips in the bathroom and shower. This is all easy to do.
You know he's a proud guy. He's not going to take all our fussing lying down.
That's the idea.
For older people, falling and breaking a hip can be devastating. For more tips on making homes safer, visit orthoinfo.org/falls. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association.
Now please, clean the gutters. Just be careful on the ladder.
Won't you leave? We'll be right back. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
Thank you. Don't let the lull in the program here fool you into thinking that we know more than we do. Actually, I tried to get through Alice not too long ago, about 3 years ago. I hadn't done it in a long time, and somebody asked for it, and I thought, doesn't matter to me. I'm sure if I, let's give it a shot. I was pretty sure I knew it. I'd done it often enough, a couple million times or whatever, so I was pretty sure. But sometimes, like when you're driving in a car and you're going somewhere and you get there, but you can't remember a thing about that whole trip? That's how I knew it. It wasn't like I actually knew it or that I didn't remember knowing it, but I figured I done it, I must know it, And so I thought, what the heck, just give it and go for it. So I started playing, like normal, like. I knew this part. I started saying how this is, a song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But, Alice's Restaurant was never the name of the restaurant, just the name of the song. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, is around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. So I start talking about garbage, stuff like that. Officer Obie. And it was all coming back to me. I couldn't actually see the lines in front of me coming, but, they were there when I needed them. And the story was going along. And if you don't know, by the way, what I'm talking about, don't worry, it won't last that long. But I was going through this whole tale of what had happened to me, and it was going along pretty smooth. But I got about 10 or 15 minutes into it. And all of a sudden, it was like, couldn't think of the next thing, so I kept playing. And I figured, okay, one part of my brain is thinking, how the hell does that song go? I must know it. The other part's saying, you better say something. So I started talking about one thing or another, trying to keep everybody entertained, while the other part of my brain was trying to scratch for this thing somewhere, I wasn't worried about the guitar playing. I'd learned to do this and do almost anything, Take a bath, eat dinner, whatever. So I was thinking up stuff to say, and I figured, well, there's just people in the audience thinking, oh, that must be some new addition to the tune. It was going along pretty good until I started running out of stuff I knew that I had previously thunk, if you know what I'm saying. So I was getting nervous now, because people were looking at me and time was going by and it wasn't coming back to me. So I looked over at my son Abe. I said, Abe, how's it go? He went, I don't know. So I went back to looking at the crowd and thinking of stuff to say, but it was getting more desperate as time went on. A few minutes is one thing, but as the minutes are ticking by, it seemed like endless hours, like it did the first time I was playing when I was saying it before. Time was stretched out into this long, it was a nightmare up there. So I looked over at my daughter who was playing with me that night, little Sarah Lee. I said, Sarah, how's it go? She said, 8x10 color glossy pictures. I said, I did that 10 minutes ago. She said, oh. So now I know if I just had one word, just one word in the right place, in the right chord, it would all be fine. And I'd go home and everything would be all right and people would be happy and stuff. But it wasn't coming and there was nothing else I could do. And I could see it I could feel it moving across the crowd like a slow wave. People thinking, well, maybe he really don't know it. And when the wave had crested on the back wall, bounced back toward me. I just sort of slowly just left it drift off into the night. We went back afterwards after the show was over that night. I took my kids backstage. I said, you know what? I know my dad's songs. Yeah. That was not the end of it. 3 months later, we're playing somewhere. I forget where it was, but we're setting up in the afternoon like we do. And in the middle of our little sound check, you know, I was making sure his stuff sounded right. I could hear off in the distance something like... And I walked over. It was my little daughter, Sarah Lee, just trying to figure it out on the guitar. She didn't see me standing there. I said, oh, I'm not going to say nothing. So I just walked away, left it alone, didn't mention it again. A few months went by. And when one afternoon we're setting up our stuff again, going through the normal stuff, and I hear off in the distance somewhere backstage something like... It was 2 Thanksgivings ago. 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I decided to go up and visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice didn't used to live in the restaurant. She used to live in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Foxy the dog. Living in the bell tower like that, they used to have a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And I froze in time. I said, my God, I'm free. The never-ending half-hour Groundhog Day movie of my life had been passed to the next generation. And I thought, my goodness, that poor kid. Anyway, so when she comes to Australia, just ask her. I'm sure she'll be happy to do it for you. Meanwhile, thank God we put it on the record, is all I can say. But I am actually trying to... learn it for next year. Next year is the 40th anniversary of the events described in that song. And I didn't think I was going to live this long, let alone have to remember it. But, and I know I can now, because a few years ago, we were doing a show at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, and there was a bunch of, you know, big type people there. Ani DiFranco was there, Bruce Springsteen was there. And we were all playing together. Ramblin' Jack was there. And because Bruce was the biggest big shot there, we were using...